I've got a receding hairline. I noticed I started losing hair when I was about 19. I'm 22 now. And really, for the last year, last 18 months to a year, been sort of operating a double comb over to hide my widow's peak, to disguise my widow's peak. The two sort of corners of my head above my temples, really noticeably bare. So I've been carefully gelling and waxing my hair into position to cover that. And this morning I went to get a haircut. My usual barber's, who he condones my comb over, and there was a queue of eight people when I walked past, and only one barber in the shop. And if I mean, if you work that out, that's not including the person whose hair he was cutting. So even if you took that at a pretty ambitious 4 minutes per person, that's a 32-minute wait, which I don't want to wait. You don't want to be the guy who comes in. You don't want to be the ninth guy to come in waiting. I feel bad enough being the second person in the queue. So I stood outside the barber's for a little while, not really sure what to do. I scheduled that in. Didn't make an appointment, but scheduled to get my hair cut. Kind of messed with my planning. I was a bit dumbstruck for a while, and then I wandered along, found a different barber, a Turkish barber, and asked for my usual, a short back and sides, but a bit of length on the top to help with the comb over. And before I knew it, I had a number six on the top and a four on the sides, which, for shaved head enthusiasts, obviously think of that as long. That's pretty short for someone who likes to have a good 2 inches on their head. Say 2 inch and a half. So that's pretty short. And then the Turkish barber shaved my eyebrows, which was a surprise. Didn't shave them off, but put a comb through them, held the comb in place and shaved over the top of the comb. And then picked up what looked like a pair of scissors with a dirty rag wrapped around the tip. I think it just was a pair of scissors with a dirty rag. Dipped it in something, some kind of alcohol, and set fire to it. And then rubbed it over my ears, rubbed the burning rag over my ears to singe away my ear fur. Which is, I don't know what, I said this already, but I don't know what I find scarier, the fact that I had my ears burnt today, or the fact that I needed to have my ears burnt and I hadn't noticed. For how long have I been too hairy? That's a worry. Just really realizing now, at the age of 22, I thought these would be my glory years, but instead I've got hair in all the wrong places.